excuse me, Ben, but I need to ask you where those jewels I saw a moment ago. Ben spied a silver jubilee biscuit tin poking out from behind the sofa. Surreptitiously, he edged it out of view with his foot.
What jewels, Mr. Parker? Have you been spying on me again?
Demanded Granny, still in her underwear. Well, he spluttered. I had good reason. I was suspicious when I saw a young gentleman enter your property. I thought he might be a burglar.
I let him in through the front door.
He might have been a very charming burglar. He might have weaseled his way into your confidence.
He's my grandson. He stays every Friday night.
Ah, said Mr. Parker triumphantly. But it's not Friday night, so you can see my suspicions were raised. And as head of Grey Coast's neighbourhood watch, I must report anything suspicious I see to the police.
I've got a good mind to report you to the police, Mr. Parker, said Ben.
Granny looked at him curiously. Whatever for? Said the man. His eyes narrowed. They were now so red, it was like there was a fire in his brain.
For spying on old ladies in their underwear, said Ben triumphantly.
Granny winked at Ben.
She was fully clothed when I looked through the window, protested Mr. Parker.
That's what they all say. Now get out of my house before you get arrested for being a peeping Tom.
You've not heard the last of me. Good day, said Mr. Parker. With that, he spun on his heels and left the room. Granny and Ben heard the front door slam behind him, and they ran over to the window and watched him scuffle back to his bungalow.
I think we frightened him off, said Ben.
But he'll be back,
said Granny.
We have to be very careful.
Yes, said Ben, more than a little alarmed. We'd better hide this tin somewhere else. Granny thought for a moment.
Yes, I'll put it under the floorboards.
Okay, said Ben. But first...
Yes, Ben?
You might want to get dressed.
Did you marry Mr. Stinkhouse, your smelly man?